Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 10th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 20.5 cents at 7.11¾. July wheat down 31.25 cents at 7.30½. And July beans down 2.25 cents at 15.87½. November beans were down 19.25 cents. At 14.14¼. December corn was down 26 cents at 6.14. Tough day all around. Minneapolis wheat was down 44 cents. We had some surprise rains in Montana, as we talked about this morning. During the day, it looks like there was a major change in the weather, bringing in a lot of rain between Texas all the way up through the Dakotas, just exactly where they need it. So if this is a long-term change in this weather, it certainly breaks the back of this thing and puts in doubt this big drought market everybody's been talking about out here. In addition, we're expecting big planting numbers tonight, 67% of the corn planted, 40% of the beans planted. So, you know, if these numbers are what actually comes out, I don't see too many problems out there. We've got the WASDE report, as I've been saying. The average guess is 75 million less bushels on the corn. We've rallied July corn $1.70 as of Friday. If we only drop this carryout 75 million, does it really justify a $1.70 run up? I don't think so. So I'm very concerned about prices in here. We've had a great run up. You know, I hear this story every day from clients. We don't want to buy puts, they're too expensive. We don't want to sell grain. Because what if we don't raise the crop? Well, you better do something out here. Sell the grain, buy the calls, or buy the puts. Yes, none of this is cheap, but look at what you're going to leave on the table potentially if you don't do something. If corn goes to $8 or $9, great. If you sell the corn and own the call, you'll be able to participate in the upside. If you buy the put and we go to $8 or $10, you'll lose the money on the put and sell the grain at prices you never dreamed of. So again, I'm pleading with you guys. This isn't the time to sit on your hands. This is the time to do some marketing, but just make sure you keep the upside open. If you buy the puts, you have the upside open. If you sell the grain and buy the calls, you have the upside open. There's nothing perfect. You're not going to catch every penny of this move, and anybody who tries to do that is going to wind up losing everything out here, in my opinion. If you're that good a trader, you don't need to be farming. You need to be trading. So, in my opinion, this is the time to do something. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.